Hi, I'm Steven with Media Milwaukee.
This is Allison,
and we are here to talk documentaries today. So we're here with Amanda and Jake. First off, tell us a little bit about your documentary.
All right, I'll let Jake
go on. Fine, yeah. So our documentary is called Young at Art, and it's about the SARES program here at Milwaukee, which stands for Student Artists in Residence. And what that is there's currently three students that are in the arts program that all live for free in different residence homes around the area. In exchange for living for free, they put on art workshops with the elderly residents at the homes that they live in. So.
And what was your guys' inspiration for creating this documentary?
So I had a class last semester with Ann Bastien, who has started this program, and she had started to get a lot of recognition for the work that she had been doing. She's a theater professor, and she has done multiple different projects and programs with elderly people, and especially people with cognitive impairment. So, you know, like, what's the word? I can't think of the thing. Whatever.
Alzheimer's, dementia.
Alzheimer's. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah, Alzheimer's. So, and I just found that really fascinating because she was doing these like theater programs to try and convey what it's like to have Alzheimer's or to also help people with those conditions to, fuel their creativity and try and work through stuff that they're going through. And then she also had this SARES program, which I just found super interesting and thought it'd be a great story to tell.
Yeah, it was originally Jake's idea, and when I heard it, I thought it was really interesting because I think the elderly population is growing and it's not as talked about, and so it was a learning experience, definitely.
What did you guys take away from it?
I guess for me, it was just really like awesome to see how active people were in these communities and residence homes and how much that they're still doing, especially creatively. I mean, there's definitely a lot of activity that that people that live there are still putting out, and just, I mean, you know, that for me is what really shocked me the most.
Yeah, and I think the relationship between the students that live there and the residents, they're really close, a few of them, and even the ones who aren't, the residents who live there are really appreciative of these programs, and not just the SARES programs, but every program, and they just have like an appreciation for life, and I think it's it was a learning experience.
Was there a certain moment that you guys think kind of stuck out to you after doing this?
I mean, I really liked, we went to this, they call it a reading, or like, I don't know, they do poetry, it's a writer's group, I guess, and so they all write and read, and some of these, the first time I ever went and met these people, some of them had brought things that they'd written, like, in 1972, and they were reading them, and it was just it was crazy to, like, you know, think of these people 30, 40 years ago, like, having careers or going to universities, and they just have completely different perspective.
Yeah, there was.
Why didn't you want to say that word? Because they use it a lot in our documentary, but I'm stealing their words. But perspective, that was pretty much their takeaway, and I think that's ours as well.
The thing about those writers groups too is like you see a lot of them would use old writings that they had from, I mean, the 70s or 80s, and just writings that they had at a much, much younger time in their life. And some of the people in the writers' groups used to be published poets, or I think there was even, I don't know if we ever met, there was like a woman that I guess used to be a novelist. I think that Rusty,
yeah.
He was a guy in the documentary brought up, but I don't know, it was just really crazy to see that all these people with these vast histories being able to bring out some of their work to share now. So,
and to conclude, what do you guys hope other people get from this documentary?
I guess to just see that, you know, as someone says in our documentary, people are just people, and it doesn't matter, you know, I think a lot of times when someone thinks of people in like a nursing home, it doesn't seem like they're, you know, very with it or anything like that. And I think after seeing this documentary, I think you'll start to see that, like, you know, just because someone's old doesn't mean that they're any less sharp or any less creative than anyone else. And you can definitely still be friends with those people and build close relationships despite age gaps. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. I think that's about all the time we have. From Media Milwaukee, I'm Steven.
And I'm Allison Steins.
Thank you guys so much.